This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcourt.
Cortez Island Community Foundation has been chosen to distribute a one-time, experimental, low-barrier-to-entry direct giving program. An anonymous donor created this program with the help of the foundation to distribute a total amount of around $250,000 directly to community members in need in the form of one-time cash gifts to individuals. These grants will never need to be paid back and don't need receipts to prove what they were spent on. The gifts will be given out in amounts of $5,000 to $10,000 approximately and will focus on people in acute financial need. First round of applicants are due October 15th. I spoke with Foundation Executive Administrator Bella McKnight for more.
Hi, I'm Isabella McKnight, and I'm the Executive Administrator for the Cortez Island Community Foundation.
Tell me a little bit about the Giving Well grant.
Okay, so the Giving Well grant is about giving back to the Cortez community in a meaningful way. We want people to apply for money for their specific needs instead of trying to fit their needs into a box like most other grants. I find that with grant writing, it's really tricky to fit your project or your organization into these certain boxes. What the foundation wants to do is just have people apply for what they actually need, whether that's a car to get their kids to school or dental work that they need to get to town for, whatever it is. We want people from Cortez to tell us what they need, and then we give them the funds and also the resources to achieve that. So we have these community cultivators who are support for the applicants. They can tell their story, they can have them help with the application, and then these community cultivators are going to help get the funds to these people, because some people in Cortez don't have bank accounts or other means to get, say, if they need a new laptop, but they don't have a car to get to town or a credit card to order it online. So we're going to be helping with that whole process.
So who is this grant directed towards? Who is eligible to apply for this grant?
So anybody, any resident of Cortez is eligible to apply. The program is mainly looking to support individuals and families who are in acute financial need. So we're prioritizing youth, elderly, single parent, indigenous, visible minorities, female, and other underrepresented people. That way we can give a leg up to those who might have barriers that are in their way. And then the other people we want to give it to is individuals for whom the gift can give a leg up in some way to provide essential value to the community at large. So say somebody is providing a business that's servicing the community and can help some of these people in our vulnerable community, then that's who we want to give the funding to, because we want to help make those businesses sustainable and just overall improve the health and the sustainability of our community.
Okay. So where is the funding coming from for the Giving Well grant?
So the funding from this project for the Giving Well has come in through an anonymous donor, and it's a very generous one-time thing that they've offered, and they wish to remain anonymous. So we will protect that for them.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So this is just a one-time grant and that's just going straight into the hands of the community.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a pilot program. So if we can figure out how to run this and it's really successful, we're hoping to attract other donors to do projects like this. Because this is the core, one of our core values of what we want the foundation to be, is to provide whatever people in the community need. So a lot of the time it's through focusing on the nonprofits or social profit network. But in this specific project, we really want to narrow it down to actual individuals, because these gifts, they range from about $5,000 to $15,000. $5,000 can really help someone. $5,000 to buy your family a car that you can use to get to and from town, to get things you need, that's really going to change somebody's life.
Yeah, absolutely. And so is it just going to be a one-time gift to one person, or is there going to be multiple gifts of $5,000 to $15,000 given out?
There will definitely be multiple. So far, we have one cycle running right now. So the applications are open right now. And I'm not sure how much exactly we'll be giving out, but I would say at least 5 to 10 people will be receiving funds, if not more. And then we'll run another program early next year with the same amount of funding available.
Can you speak about that total amount of funding available for each of the two runs?
Yeah, so I think the total funding that we have for the two rounds, so combined, is around $250,000. And so that will be dispersed up through people, through everybody in the community, or through whoever applies.
Thanks so much for your time, and thanks for getting the word out there.
Yeah, thank you.
Louis Bocor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.